Butler's book, Let's Get Free, A Hip-Hop Theory of Justice, lays out a strategy for drastically reducing America's prison population and ending the racial disparity in prison. Butler proposes encouraging juries to use their legal right to acquit low-level drug offenders, even if there's strong evidence they broke the law. It's a process called jury nullification. He says offenders who pose no serious risk to public safety don't belong in jail. But former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Jeanine Gieske says that's a slippery slope. She says the Posse Comitatus urged jury nullification in trials of their members back in the 1980s by passing out leaflets on the courthouse steps.
The problem with his approach is, where else does that get applied then? There are individuals that think there should be no control on guns ever, and so gun cases, there ought to be jury nullification. And I am deeply concerned about getting to a point where we just tell jurors, you know, you can do whatever you want.
Still, Butler contends that what he calls Martin Luther King jurors could make communities safer and shift the balance away from America's current mass incarceration policy. Another approach he advocates is for police to end their dependence on neighborhood snitches who target drug sellers either for money or for a reduction in their own drug charges. That suggestion gets at least some support from Milwaukee District Attorney John Chisholm. He says there's a right and a wrong way to target drug dealers.
Let's identify all the members of this drug trafficking organization, and then let's systemically take them off and make sure that we create a hierarchy, and the worst go federal, the mid-level guys go state, and then maybe even some of the lower players are given, you know, given passes. You know, I mean, to basically said go and sin no more, but the idea is that you impact a specific neighborhood and you stop a crime trend in a specific geographic area. That's the right strategy.
But Chisholm acknowledges that sometimes police allow snitches to run their drug enforcement effort.
Sometimes these things lose that focus, and instead you're jumping all around different parts of the city and just pulling people off because your informant saw, you know, a half ounce of cocaine in a house.
Both Chisholm and Justice Gieske agree with Butler's goal of reducing prison populations and making communities safer, but they argue for a somewhat less radical approach. Gieske says a new approach being used in Milwaukee stops just short of arresting low-level drug dealers while challenging them to respect the law. Police round up dealers they have enough evidence to convict and then offer them a deal.
We're going to give you a chance. We're going to give you some vocational training and other support systems and help and mentor you. And if you decide that you're not going to engage in that behavior, you're not going to be charged.
But despite their disagreement with some of Butler's approaches, both Justice Gieske and District Attorney Chisholm say they welcome the debate he's provoked about better ways to control crime and keep communities safe. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.